I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
Mmm, it does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Hey, will you shut up?
Not a spot north of Milwaukee at the club, Club 1080.
Will you come to this program?
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Oh, no! We suck again!
This show sucks! Before we get to Mike visiting Las Vegas, I want a trip review. I have, unfortunately, I kept the tab up where it's talking about what Zach Smith ordered to the Ohio State Athletic Center. And we were talking about what these things might be. Like, for example, a men's spider enhancer thong triple C-ring. Or the,
it sounds like a crazy drink you would order in, like, the Caribbean.
The Wild Man Tea Ball Lifter. And so I, unfortunately, went on Amazon. And
I don't think that's unfortunate. I think that's quite fortunate.
Well, it's for the show. I check these things out. What is a ball lifter?
Well.
And I now know.
Okay. Care to.
Do you see it there?
Elaborate.
I still don't quite understand what it does.
Could you zoom in on it for me, please?
How's that for you? See that there?
Yeah.
What do you suppose that's doing? I think...
It just looks like...
Yeah, there we go. How's that?
Great.
That doesn't...
It just kind of looks like underwear to me.
Yeah, and it kind of holds the ween, and then maybe that lifts the ball. I don't know.
I
don't know. I don't know what that is.
Is there pleasure involved? Or?
It doesn't seem
pain
that way. I was reading the reviews of the Spider Enhancer Thong Triple C-Ring. Would you like the review
of
that?
Did you look that up specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is a thing.
Please.
Also, still
share
a bit
the reviews with me.
Confused as to what this is. You know what a C-ring is, right?
I do. Do you have any clarification on why spider is involved here?
And who has three weens? Like, why triple? Why do we need three?
I don't know.
It's usually just one, at least in my world. And this guy gave it 4 stars, and he said, the rings are stretch material, so they don't act like C-rings at all. Putting it on is a bit of an adventure. Remember to stretch before you put this on, as you will be grabbing pieces in odd positions. Nonetheless, it is a fun item to wear.
You know what I don't want to hear? You're going to be stretching in weird positions.
No, I think he's telling you to stretch.
I
don't want to hear that I need to stretch before putting anything on. It's hard enough to put my socks on. My sex socks that I wear. But these things, it shows them on here, and I still don't know how this works.
Whoa.
Yeah. What do you suppose that does?
That.
I mean, to me, that
it almost
looks
like a bungee cord.
But there's three prongs.
There
so
are three prongs.
What are we doing there? Who has three weens?
Well, is it for one ween and two balls?
What? No.
Did they attach? Look, I'm just spitballing, man.
I don't know. I'm going to need a demonstration on that one.
Is that for multiple men?
Okay, I think I see it now. Here, shall I demonstrate? No.
Please demonstrate.
No, I think the two outside loops go, you put your legs through them.
Okay.
And then the middle one is for the ween.
Okay.
I think that's what's up.
So they're really, really stretchy because they look the same length.
Yes.
So how are you putting your legs around that?
You're putting them through there, and then it comes up as it's a thong, but okay. with a holder for your unit.
Yeah, it's a thong without any sort of.
Isn't that fun? I might order that.
Oh my god.
It's gonna pinch a lot of hairs, I'll tell you that. All right. somebody asks who's got the blue ball lifter. Totally. Let's get to more wholesome things. Las Vegas. Mike Lynch is back, and he has been gone. He hasn't been on the show for 8 weeks. It's crazy.
Nope.
And here he is, back with us.
Mike 8 weeks refreshed.
Producer of this broadcast, Mike Lynch. So you were 6 nights in Vegas?
Yes.
God, that's a long time.
Friday night, well, probably 5 nights. Friday night through Wednesday night. We left Thursday. It was a very long trip, and frankly, it was the perfect length because, like the spider thong C-ring.
Spider enhancer thong triple C-ring.
Spider enhancer triple C-ring. See, that's, again, the triple C-ring part. I don't know if that's for legs.
Okay, maybe not. I'm just taking my best stab at it here.
It was a great length because it allowed you to kind of do everything that you wanted to do. And for those who remember, I went to Vegas for like a day and a half with my parents earlier this year as my first adult trip.
Ever. Well, adult.
First adult trip.
Because Mike's an adult.
Yes, I'm adulting very hard right now. And my wife had a conference she had to go to there, a convention. And she was like, hey, do you want to come? I was like, yes, absolutely. So just like 2 months later, we got to go back, just the two of us, adult trip, and it was glorious. You kind of could do whatever you want. It was great for 6 days.
That's why Vegas is great, is that Vegas can be anything to anyone. It can be whatever you want it to be. It can be romantic.
Yep.
It can be a balls to the wall, you know, ball lifter party. It can be, you know, you can take the kids. It can be relaxing, like golf. You know, it can be sightseeing, and it can be anything. What did you make it? Is the question? Because here's the thing. First of all, before you answer that, I've been to Vegas many, many times. Love Vegas. I'm a P1 of Vegas. I think it's so fantastic that we have a place like that and it's so close. But when you go there, if you're doing it right, in my opinion. And that includes gambling and lots of drinking and perhaps if you're into drugs or whatever, which I'm not, but if you were. If you're doing Vegas right, I think 2 nights, maybe 3 days, 2 nights, or even 3 days, 3 nights is plenty. Like, plenty.
Yeah.
And some of the Vegas trips that are the best are swoop in, swoop out, you know, maybe like Friday night or Saturday morning to Sunday night type.
So here's the reason I liked it being a little bit longer is because it gave me buffer days. Because yes, there were a couple of nights where my wife and I got absolutely destroyed drunk and wandering casinos and all that kind of stuff, like just having fun. But in the middle, we kind of had more chill nights. You still drink, right? You're still having a good time, but you're not just getting hammered. That's kind of why I liked it. It kind of gave us the chance to have uber relaxing days, which we did, and then days where we were literally out doing things the entire time. My wife had one day where she was at the convention from 7A through 7P, essentially. And I just had that whole day to myself, and I took that as, let's just chill. Went to a sports book, sat at a bar, drank, talked to some people for a while, slept in a little bit that day. It was kind of just a day to relax.
Maintenance day. Well, yeah. Relaxing days, you have those in Vegas too, because again, you can do whatever you want. It's the beauty of it. But there's still a party.
Yeah, absolutely. I did have many a drink that night at the bar when talking to people. But that was a different kind of like, hey, I'm sitting and drinking versus like we're going places and we're seeing shows and we're drinking everywhere. It's different.
Did you run into Rick Pitino?
I did not run into Rick Pitino. I did not see a famous person there. I feel like every time someone comes back, oh, I saw this person. I didn't see anybody.
No fame. That's too bad.
But the proud moment I had, I went 4-0 in my sports bets.
You did?
I did.
Oh, man.
My first four sports bets, all wins.
That's fantastic.
Now they were not big sports bets.
The hooks are in you.
I put $10 on each one that I did.
Okay.
And
wait, time out. First one. I saw you tweeted it.
Yeah, the first one I put on Everton and Wolves in the Premier League to draw at plus 220.
Was that English?
Yeah, English Premier League.
No, was that English? Are you speaking English?
Yes.
Who was
Everton
playing?
Was playing Wolves, Wolverhampton, in the Premier League. The Lynx. Close though. And I bet on them to draw or tie.
Okay, so they had to draw. Like if one team wins, why would you? How did you see that? And they drew. You won.
Yep. I was doing a lot of research on it, and Wolves are a newly promoted team, and they have a great team that they bought, and Everton scores a lot. And I was like, there's going to be a ton of goals in this game. I just thought it would go to a tie. I didn't think either team was better than the other. I thought it was going to go to a tie. And I got a little bit lucky because Everton got a red card, and they were playing much better, and Wolves wound up tying after that.
Not to be confused with a red ball lifter.
Correct. I got a little bit lucky with that one. And then I did three baseball bets. I did one a day for the next 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I did Mariners to beat the Astros.
Wow.
And that was the one where Ryan Healy hit the tying home run in the ninth with two outs to save me.
Oh, my gosh.
And they won an extra.
Were you going crazy in the sports book?
Yeah. It was awesome. And there were Mariner fans sitting next to me, too, and they were going
nuts. What sports book were you at?
So I did the first day with Caesars was where the soccer game was.
Good sports book there.
I tried to go to Mandalay Bay the second day, and they're doing construction there, and they had no TVs. None.
Oh, man.
So I walked to Luxor, which sucked. It was the closest one because I wanted to bet on the Mariners game, and it was starting. So I watched that one at Luxor. That one sucked. And then I went to Westgate for the last 2 days. The Westgate sports book is insane.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Where is that? Is that on the Strip?
It's right off the Strip. If you take the monorail, it's a stop right off the monorail, and it's like right near the convention center up there.
Luxor sucks.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah. The Westgate Superbook is what they call it, was the best one. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're known for their sports book, right? Like, didn't they?
They have huge screens. They've got super comfortable chairs. They're the ones who release their own odds.
Yeah,
you'll see, like, Westgate releases college football championship odds. So I went there for the last 2 days. I bet on and this was just because my wife was at work. I went during the day. There was one day baseball game each of those days. I bet on the Braves to win by two or more runs over the Marlins. They won by nine. And then I bet on the under in the Brewers-Cubs game, which was 9.5. And the Brewers won 7-0. So I got that one too.
Damn, dude. You are rich.
Nope.
You are rich.
But 4-0. I felt good.
How much money did you bet and how much money did you win?
I bet 40, so 10 on each. And I won 60.
That's it? Oh, 60. So you have 100.
Yeah, I got 100.
You risked 40.
Got 100.
And you come back with you have 100. You get your 40 back plus 60. Man, you are going to be a gambleaholic now.
No, I don't think so. But
why not?
It was a lot of fun.
Look, you're perfect, dude. You can't be stopped.
Well, that's the reason why I don't want to go crazy with it.
And you should have parlayed each one of them. You should have kept doubling. Because I mean, come on.
Look, I'm a novice at this. I don't know what you're talking about.
You need a ball lifter. Let's lift those balls, and let's get a little crazy with this. What? How much would you have had? I'm going to do the math.
Okay.
So you bet 10 on the first bet?
Yep.
And then there were four bets. Yeah. It's going to take me a while.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. How much you would have had if you had just kept doubling your money?
Oh.
Or just kept laying your winnings on the next.
I got you. So if I had put the 32 I got back from the Premier League game on the Mariners game, how much I would have won. Okay.
You would have had, you would, I mean, millions, dude.
Right.
I think it's really
millions.
Well, I think what I wanted to do is I also wanted to, like, go play in the casinos a bit, too. So I used some of that money for that.
Did you play? What? Okay, well, let's stop. Do we have more report from Vegas?
Absolutely.
Because I can't get enough Vegas. Okay, Mikey goes to Vegas. More next on The Fan. Okay, what would be the word? Maybe regaling Mike about his trip to fabulous Las Vegas.
Bro.
I still feel a little uneasy about him taking full advantage of Vegas when, one, he's not massively hungover, even still today, and two, he went for so long. But that's okay. Vegas, you know, you feel it out over the years.
Remember, this was only my second trip as an adult.
That's right.
This is the the first one of just my wife and I.
And not everybody's into, you know, partying and...
Look, I like to drink a lot, but going to, like, clubs, that's not my scene. So it's more of a get really drunk and wander. Now, remember, if you don't remember, from before we left, we talked about that I was going on a budget. We were balling on a budget.
Yeah, because you guys are botting a house. You guys are botting a house.
Yep.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
And we...
quite a many days.
So we were trying to be a little bit careful, right? We couldn't go completely crazy with the amount of money we were spending.
Yeah, understood.
Now,
again, you're 4-0 in sports bets.
Yep.
If you have confidence in your sporting abilities, you're a big-time sports radio guy, it's like you should look at it the other way and say, well, let's go make money, babe. Let's go down to Vegas, and we'll pay for this house in the first night.
Well, again,
with my sports brain,
I'm very happy I went 4-0, but I'm also, again, balling on a budget, not putting big amounts of money down on anything.
Fine.
We wound up losing most of it in the casinos the rest of the trip because that was one a day that I did, and we played like we didn't do any tables because the minimum buy-in is pretty pricey.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Well, we stayed at the Cosmo, so
that was pretty pricey. Yeah, it's hard to find smaller minimum tables there. You got to bifurcate the sports bets from the
floor. I did really, really well on a one of the video Jacks Are Better poker machines. But I was sitting at the bar and it was giving me drink tickets and stuff, so it was fine. I did well on that.
So you didn't play any table games? No craps?
Nope.
No blackjack?
Nope.
Michael.
That's one thing too, where I'm not confident in those games.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You can take classes. They have class. Well, they do.
I'm sure.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying, okay.
You're like, you're dad me there. You look like, that's what the look my mom gives me when she's disappointed in me. Like, what is that? They have, classes. Craps is a blast.
Well,
next time you go, you gotta brush up on table games.
Yeah, I'd like to. They always look a lot of fun, but again, the amount of money on the minimum bets, I was like,
I understand.
But the nice little positive was the very last day we were there, that last morning, we were walking back from Starbucks back to our room.
You found a $100 bill.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
On the ground.
I totally guessed that.
Man. So almost all the money we lost small bets that we were doing, got it right back at the last day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those I've found, bills. I don't know if I've ever found $100. Maybe we did. We found a $100 bill in Vegas too. And we debated. It's like, you look around and you're like, well, I mean, you don't just give it to someone. Like,
there was no looking around.
Somebody dropped this.
My wife looked down, said, "Oh, look!" Picked it up. I went, "Oh,
sweet!"
She put it right in the wallet.
Unless it's clearly someone, like, let's say you look over and you see some guy fumbling with his wallet or a stack of cash or something, and you're like, "Okay, he probably just dropped that." It's finders keepers. Like, there's no way. It's not like you're gonna turn it in.
I also feel like in Vegas, the amount of people who would lie and say, "Oh yeah, that was mine. Thanks for finding it." It's like everybody.
Well, no, that's true. But, I mean, there's no way to... Hey, did anybody turn in a $100 bill? Like, that's like a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, did anybody... You go up to the pit boss. Did anybody turn in a $100 bill I dropped? We'd laugh at you.
So we did Fremont Street one night.
So congrats on the $100.
Thank you.
That's better than your sports bets.
Yeah.
You made more money just walking and looking on the ground than you did anything else.
Exactly.
Fabulous Las Vegas.
We did Fremont Street.
Okay, so that's downtown, right?
Yes.
And that's, I hear that they're really building that up.
It's got this giant, like, LED screen roof thing that covers the entire street. And they had, like, a light show on it that was kind of interesting. But the people watching at Fremont Street was top notch.
Yeah. Why? A lot of smokers?
Well, no, they've got like performers. They've got these little circles they put performers at. Yeah. And they're not really performers. One of them was
like go-go dancers and stuff?
No. One of them was dressed up as Sperm Man. And what? He was in an outfit, like a superhero.
David Ball Lifter?
Probably, yes. And there really was expensive. like nude guys doing like puppet shows.
Nude?
Or like almost nude, like in a thong.
What? Where?
On Fremont Street.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was wild.
Sounds cool.
It was just good people watching.
Yeah.
And there's good restaurants over there. That's where that Heart Attack Grill is. Yeah, the one that's famous. That. That's up there.
Did you go to the steakhouse in Circus Circus that's supposedly really good?
No. We got recommended multiple times to the steakhouse at Ellis Island, which is a small casino just off the strip. Mm-hmm. And apparently they make their own beer too. So we didn't get a chance to go, but multiple of our like Lyft drivers were like, you have to go to there. It's the best steak in town. So
I like talking to the locals.
Yeah, exactly.
They're off the strip. They don't want to have anything to do with the strip.
And we went to Absinthe, which was freaking hilarious.
How fun is that?
That was a great show.
That show is at Caesars and it's raunchy as hell, but it is diabolically funny.
I knew it was going to be raunchy and it was. And then, like, it went overboard.
It's more than, yeah. Like, it's hard to prepare people for that show. Like, you can't offend me. Like, any of that stuff, I don't care. You sit down and you're just like, you watch that show, you're kind of squirming a little bit. You're like, ooh.
I didn't squirm because you set me up pretty well. I knew it was coming.
Great show.
But when the nudity happened, I was a little bit taken aback.
Wait, there was nudity?
Briefly, yes.
Who?
Well, I don't want to spoil the show for anyone who hasn't.
Was it
going to go?
The gal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't happen in my show.
Well, sucks to suck.
Oh, God!
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Sucks to suck.
What an exciting time.
What? What does that even mean?
you never heard that before? No, that's unfortunate, though.
No, I didn't. That wasn't. I don't think so, anyway.
We were sitting, like, we got the seats right next to her little side stage.
Perhaps it was inadvertent.
And, no, she did full dress lift. With nothing on underneath.
No, she didn't do that in ours. Maybe they have a new show that they're doing.
No, I think it's the same one. Maybe it's a different actress, though.
Did they pick out like the Republican-looking people?
Yep.
They did that whole bit?
Yep.
That was very funny. But most of those people, you think those people were plants?
No, I don't think so. Because you pay extra for those front row seats, and they all were at the front row seats, the people they were poking at, for the most part.
Yeah, good show. If you ever go to Vegas... I don't know. I've seen some really, you know, big time shows there, like, like the Cirque du Soleil shows and the Michael Jackson one. I've seen some of these, and they're all right. But if you want the best show in Vegas, but you got to be prepared. It is raunchy as hell. Go to Absinthe. It's at Caesars.
It's in this little like circus tent right outside Caesars.
And it's not even that expensive compared to all the others.
It was.
It's really funny.
For the cheap seats, it was $105 a ticket.
And it is actually a Cirque show. I think it's a Cirque du Soleil show, but it's just a spin on it that's
It's not Cirque du Soleil. It's Spiegel World.
Okay.
Which does other shows too.
But they have like acrobatics in it, but it's just.
It's like comedy acrobatics.
It's funny. All right. Well, Mike goes to Vegas. Successful. Did
lots
you make
of, lots of fun?
Make babies? Did you do it?
Yes, but probably not.
That's the bottom line. Yeah.
What?
Yes, we did it. No, probably not.
Say no more. I'll ask no more questions about that. Did you guys do it anywhere other than the hotel room?
Wow.
I mean, you know. Did you guys go to a strip club at all?
No, we did not.
Why not?
I don't know if my wife would like that. I don't know.
No, she wouldn't into
I think
it.
she might do it, but I don't know if she'd like doing it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a great trip. Are you a Vegas guy now? Or are you going to be going every year like we do? Or twice or three or four times a year or five times?
Six? I like it a lot.
No more than nine, but maybe 10?
It depends, but I'd like to go more frequently, yeah. It's fun. a lot of fun. And next time you go to Westgate. That's the soup. I mean, the Westgate is, it's not the best place, but the super book that they call it, the sports book, incredible.
All right. Coming up next, we have we have hashtag Me Too news, but with a twist. Here's Mike.
Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right, forget the Me Too story. We'll get to that tomorrow. It's about Asia Argento, and it's quite interesting. But we've got some follow-ups to Mike in Vegas. Mikey, little Mikey goes to Vegas. First long trip. We didn't cover a couple of things that I regret that we didn't cover. One is restaurants, because you like your food. You and I share a love of good food. What was the best restaurant you ate?
Best restaurant was we did one expensive dinner. I knew we were, you know, I've said it, we were going for as little money as we could. It was helpful that her company was the one who set her there, so the hotel room was
You don't write all that. They don't pay for all your meals and stuff?
No, they give us a little bit of money every day, but they really frown upon paying for meals that you're doing with other people who aren't part of the company. So, and they check all your receipts and stuff. So we played it safe from that for the most part. But it was called Beauty in Essex. It was in Cosmo. And it's run by Chris Santos, who is a Chopped judge for those who watch Food Network like I do. And it was like a little tapas place, just smaller dishes. So you order like four or five of them or six of them, depending on how large your party is or more. Really, really, really good food. Really, really good. And we got like a poke tuna wonton taco. They had these like little grilled cheese ball tomato soup bites. They had a great meatball with like a mushroom sauce. They had a chorizo mac and cheese. Those are the four we got. So good. And then a nice glass of Cabernet when I was there. Two glasses.
Yeah, somebody said Hofbrauhaus, or what is that place called? I ate there.
Yeah, I think it's called Hofbrauhaus or Hoffenbrauhaus. It's like a German-themed restaurant. It's not on the strip. It's pretty far down one of the side streets, kind of right in front of where the Cosmo is.
Supposedly really good.
It was good, yeah. It was really, really good authentic German food. It was kind of, I think it's a small chain. They've got a couple of locations across the world. But it was really good. It was fun. That was the first night we were there.
Someone asked, how do you go clubbing or look like a high roller in cargo shorts?
You don't.
let's see. Video poker. Is there a monorail conductor? And if so, what do they wear? Wife looked out and said, yoink, the $100 bill. So a lot of people are suggesting that when you find money in Vegas, you have to put it on black or red than roulette. We did that. I text Potter because I forgot what we did. We found a $100 bill, the four of us, and we were like, well, let's head to the roulette wheel. And we put it on black.
Okay.
And, of course, it's 50-50, red or black. Well, actually, it's not 50-50 because there are two greens spots. But it came up red. So we lost our $100.
Well, the thing with this was...
But we had the bright idea to keep going with it.
Ah.
Because it was free money, right?
It's right.
Like, so we were just going to keep doubling it up until we got really, really rich, and then flip the bird to intercom and said, I'm out of here.
Right, but that didn't happen.
No, didn't even come close to happening.
Nope.
Like, not at all. Once.
Yeah, it was because it was literally, we were going to our room to check out when we found it.
Ah.
So it wasn't like, hey, let's go spend this. It was like, look at our luck. We just lost that money last night. Let's get it back right now. So it just kind of worked out that way.
Now, did you do a lot of pool drinking? That's another question I failed to ask you.
Yes, pool / walking around the streets drinking. We took your advice. We brought alcohol from here because my wife checked a bag, so we just put it in the check bag.
Damn.
And we
That's
bought
aggressive.
Like seven Gatorade bottles that were like 69 cents, because if you buy it there, it's like $4 a bottle. And we just loaded up on mixed Gatorade drinks, and we just took it out because, like, hey, it's hot, right? It's 105 degrees every day. Walking around with Gatorade, but there's liquor in there.
Yeah, chances are, I mean, like, people walking around with drinks, like, whether it looks like a water bottle or Gatorade, or it's 95% of that's booze.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's what we did. It was the way to not spend $15 a cocktail. We just got wasted off of mixed Gatorade and mixers.
Somebody else said, guaranteed no one ever found a hundo in Vegas and went immediately to invest it wisely. Ellis Island, a lot of people are talking about Ellis Island, that steakhouse you were talking about.
Yeah.
not the best steak in town, but it's the best deal in town. I've never heard of that. But people are saying that's a great place.
You know the street that has the Hard Rock and the Hooters Casino on it in Tropicana?
Yeah.
It's apparently off one of the streets down there.
Oh, okay. So. The Hard Rock's great. Did you set foot in there?
The hotel one?
Yeah, the casino and hotel.
Yeah, we went in there for a little bit, yeah. That was a cool one.
That's good times. When it gets later in the evening, they dim the lights and have go-go dancers on the floor there, on the gaming floor. Oh, yeah.
That was one thing at Fremont Street. They had go-go dancers everywhere.
Just some gal grinding on you.
Like on top of all the bars that were there, because Fremont Street has all the really old casinos in Vegas. Like the Golden Nugget is up there.
Yeah.
And there's a couple others. I forget the name. All of them had the go-go dancers. It was pretty nice.
Deal is asking, Lynch is not mentioning the biggest thing to do in Vegas, the high-pressure timeshare pitch. Did you get any of that?
Do you know how many times I instantly stiff-armed and went, nope? Like 50 times a day. And what's with the monks? Or people dressed like monks walking around handing you things? What is that?
What are they trying to hand you?
I don't know. I said no to them. I don't know. But they're dressed like monks.
Well, they used to hand out, like, I don't know. I never really roll down the strip anymore, but they used to hand out, like, the hooker magazines, you know, where you...
Yeah, I mean, some people were handing those out.
Are the monks getting a little kinky down there?
You don't roll down. So what do you do now when you go?
We stay at the Wynn.
And you just stay?
And we just stay there.
Oh.
You know, we bet there. We eat there. Because, see, the thing about... Okay, so here's another element of Vegas. It's like, if you... You will stretch your dollars if you are loyal to one place. Like if you keep going back there and they know you and you always spend your money there, and you know, maybe later in life you get rich and you bet a lot there. They, you know, they keep track of all that stuff. And so that's how you start to get, you know, free rooms, and they, you know, you bet enough, and it's hard to do at some of these higher end places. But you bet enough, they'll fly you in there, and you know, they want you to come back and gamble. So you kind of like, I don't know, you just kind of develop your rating at one place. And then you can get, you know, it opens some doors. But it depends on how you do Vegas. It's not everybody's, you know, everybody's different. But that's one way. So we go to the Wynn, and the pool there is great. The restaurants are unbelievable. One of my favorites is Sinatra, Italian place in Encore at the Wynn. And then, you know, we never really leave.
That's pretty cool. I liked walking the strip. I liked kind of going in and out of all the different casinos and just
right, but see, I've been there so many times. I've already done all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to, you know, listeners, if Mike is still with us in 20 years, so what are you, 28?
29.
Yeah, so if Mike's still with us, well, let's say 20. How about 10 in 10 years, which is probably not going to happen, but you never know. If we're all still together, let's review 39-year-old Mike and see what he says, and see how he does Vegas. You know what I mean? Because it will be a lot different than...
Yes.
...than now.
I would hope so.
Yeah. He'll be doing, like, a bunch of blow and...
A lot of guys offering drugs on the street.
Hookers. Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Just, like, right there on the street, huh? Like,
yeah.
Hey, you want some...
Well, you know how they have, like, those little, like... Those bridge walkways that are all over the place now?
No. Again, I never...
Okay, sorry, you don't leave.
I don't even golf there. I love to golf. I never golf in Vegas.
It's like they have, it's kind of confusing, but you kind of learn it. They've got all these like connecting sidewalks that go up onto these little bridges that cross the streets and stuff. Always up on there, there was some guy just like standing, leaning, and like talking to you about like, hey, what do you want for tonight? It's like, nothing, dude. Thanks, though.
Did you give him a sa?
No.
Sa-da-da. All right. Good times. A full 45 minutes on Mike in Vegas. I love it. John, is John with us? Do we have John? John?
I do not know. I will call and find out.
All right. Crapshoot, but hopefully John wraps it up next on The Fan.
It's time to build some momentum.
Goodbye, baseball!
This is a Mariners Momentum Builder with Big John Sukanik. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
You can't tell your sister from a fur bush without a squirt card tonight, fellas.
The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
You don't have to do that.
My apologies. It's kind of weird that the show's over. It feels like it's just getting started. Show's gone by fast today. I don't know what that means.
I'm fascinated by your go to Vegas and stay in one spot theory, Rob. It's fascinating to me.
Why?
I don't know. I just not how I do Vegas. It seems counterintuitive to go to a city where there's so much to see and just stay in one place. I mean, your logic is sound. I listen to you explain your reasoning for it. And if that's where you want to be and you're super happy there, I totally get it. It's not ridiculous sounding to me. It seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, no, I understand. Everybody does, everybody does Vegas differently. Like somebody suggested, they said, you know, it's funny to me how everyone says, you know, you can do whatever you want in Vegas or whatever, but then they look at you sideways if you don't gamble. You know,
pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, I get all that. But gambling is a key part of the fun, let's be honest. But
well, sure, and I like to gamble. I'm certainly a small stakes gambler. You know, I'll bet on a sports game here and there, or I'll play a little bit of blackjack or roulette or something. But it just part of the draw for me is I like going around and seeing different casinos. I'm not sure why that is. Just, I don't know, just seeing the sights, I guess. But it would seem weird to me to go spend 3 or 4 days there and never leave and go to another casino. But again, your logic is sound and the win is super nice. So, you know, it's all good.
Well, if you go enough, it's kind of like this. It's like each one of them you go to is a different experience. And so you want to fully experience each one of them. And I haven't stayed at all of them, but I've stayed at a lot of them over the years and just kind of like this about this one, but not this about that one.
Sure.
The Wynn has just ultimately settled as the best place, in my opinion. And sure. So it's like, you know, let's just stay there. And then
now, I heard you talking about it. Do you think that the Wynn has a ROP file, and every time you go there, they add a little bit more to the ROP file? They're it's here again. It's his sixth time. And,
yeah.
You know, one more time, we're going to have to reward this guy with some pool coupons or something.
A free drink. No, they all have that. They all have that. As long as you register with them, like some people like to go off the grid and not, they don't want to be followed and like tracked, you know, how much they're betting or this or that. But yeah, as long as you have your little player's card or whatever, you give it to them and they see it all on there. Yeah. And then you do is you go down to the casino host before you check out and go, hey, take a look at how much money I spent with you bastards and, you know, give me some money back or like take something off my bill or something.
Well, don't be jealous, Rob, but my wife and I one time played so much Keno at Circus Circus and did so poorly that they felt bad for us and gave us free T-shirts. So how about that?
Yeah. Hey, it's, you know, whatever scale, it's the same idea.
Exactly.
Hey, well, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but how about you getting a walk-off balk this weekend?
How about the walk-off balk is more rare than the perfect game in baseball? I had no idea it was so rare. But,
is that true?
Yes, there have been 23 perfect games in baseball history. There have been 21 walk-off balk.
No kidding. So, let's discuss this more tomorrow. I'm intrigued.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. See you guys.
Love your body. Big John Skanek. All right, we're out of here. Coming up next, Ducks Insider Show here on the Home of the Ducks. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on 1080 The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Whoa.
A lot of milk.
Daddy's always happy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.